Praise the Lord, we're back for clip three. And I really wanted to reveal something out of Isaiah chapter 6. And really what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through it, but we're going to go back through it in the Amplified. I want you to hear something. In the year, I'm going to read again, but from Amplified. In the year that King Uzziah died, in a vision I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the skirts of his train filled the most holy part of the temple, the Holy of Holies. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two each covered his own face, with two each covered his feet, and with two each flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who cried. And the house was filled with smoke. And then he goes on to say, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips." Let me tell you something. When you get in the presence of Jesus for real, there's no God like Jehovah. I mean, we love those songs. But when you're having a throne room experience, it takes you to your face. Because that is the most, that's the ultimate physical expression of humility. Flat, shaka, prostrate, proskuneo, laid down, deflated, on your face. Every time I lay on my face, God uses me as a door, and he implants things into me, and he imparts things into me and through me for years to come, for people that ain't even born yet. And you got to understand that it said that every time, it said, and the foundations of the threshold, the King James Version says, that the door, the voice, the foundations, the doorposts were moved by the voice of him who cried. Whether it be God or the angels, every time God does something in the realm of the spirit and he speaks, a door moves. Not just opens, it moves. So that's why your presence, your worship, and your prayer life has to stay consistent. Because you can't be, "Oh God, I give you glory today." And then the next day, "God, I give you glory." Because after that, you're going to be like, "Well, God, I already worshiped you. Where's this open door? And where's this stuff?" No, you got to be, "God, I give you glory every day." Because that's the place where the open door is. You, if you were speaking in tongues 90 miles per hour and fasting and praying and not eating nothing for weeks and worship on the max, you got to stay there until that door opens. If you leave that process, it's going to take you a little while to get back in the spirit of things. And then you got to go back all the way through that process just to get back to a door where you could have just came back the next day and hit it just like that in worship and be taken to the next place. You got to understand, every time God speaks, your door just doesn't open, but it moves, and it moves to your next place of worship. So you, a lot of times we get in worship, we're like, "God, where's the breakthrough? Where's the breakthrough is where you last worshiped, is where you last went, is where you last were." You can't be broke down and in worship today, and then the next day don't want to give God all of you. It takes an all of you sacrifice to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself. And the one thing I love, when you have a real throne room experience, it takes you to your face. And the first thing that you examine is yourself. The presence comes to dismantle everything that thinks is high and mighty. Everybody thought they was important. When the real presence of the Lord comes in, nobody's important anymore. It's just about the Lord. You know, and it will put you down on your face. I don't care who you are. And that's why a lot of times we put so much credence on programs, because we don't want the Spirit of the Lord to get a hold of our services. Because if the Spirit of the Lord gets a hold of our services, there may not be a program. There may not be a service. There may not be a second selection from the choir. You understand what I'm saying? When the presence of the Lord comes in, it ought to make the preacher intimidated to get up there to preach. You worshipers, you people that lead worship, it ought to be like, "Oh my God, y'all left such a residue and a film of worship. I can hardly preach." You know, you want that. You want. So that means it's preparing the way for the word. It's preparing the way for God to speak. And not just speak through hooping and preaching and spitting and hocking and hacking and homiletics. And God said, it ain't for that. It's so God can move. So he's free to move, to heal, to deliver, to set free, to emancipate, to wash, to clean. Oh God, the presence comes, His presence comes to do a lot. And His presence, you got to understand, God's presence is not His glory. His glory is a side effect of His presence. But you want the presence of the Lord, because the presence of the Lord, you got to be careful asking for the presence of the Lord. Because the presence of the Lord is either coming to bless you or bind you. The presence of the Lord is either coming to release His glory or what I call the glory. You got to be careful, because everybody that asked for the glory of God did not see God. They saw His wrath. You got to be careful. You know, what brought the children of Israel over was the same glory or the same power or the same presence that stripped the wheels and killed every Egyptian in the army of the Egyptians in the Red Sea. That was a word for somebody. You coming through. You coming through unscathed. The enemy think he got you. He on your head. He on your tail. But he can't come through like you about to come through. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Ooh, why go around when you can go through? Ah, glory. And if you're coming through, if you're going through, you're coming out. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5. And then I'm going to move on to some more really experiences in the glory. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed." Lord, I just saw that lion in this room. Help me, Jesus. Just strolled in here, Holy Ghost. "Neither under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much." Let's go back down. It said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, and which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I sing, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." Thank you, Jesus. And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. There was a song we used to sing called, "To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessings and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessings and glory and honor and power forever. blessings and glory and honor and power forever. It's a worship experience. It's a throne room experience. Come back with me for the next clip, all right?